first Wednesday of the fourth week in Ordinary Time, the Church celebrates the memorial of St. Agatha, Virgin and Martyr, and our Gospel passage comes to us from Mark chapter 6, verses 1 to 6. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place, and among his own kin, and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The people of Nazareth should have recognized how God the Father was working through Jesus in a distinctive way. Instead, they sneered at him and despised him. He was just too familiar for them, too local, too known. They knew his mother and his family. As one of their own, he was too ordinary for them to take him seriously. It's a classic case of familiarity breeding contempt. We often fail to recognize the presence of God in the ordinary and in the familiar. In reality, we don't have to go to long distances or witness miracles to recognize the wisdom and the power of God. It's all around us, in the near, the familiar, and the ordinary, if we have eyes to see and ears to hear. The gospel invites us to see the familiar and the ordinary with new eyes. The failure of the people of Nazareth to see in this way inhibited what Jesus could do among them. Our seeing in this way gives the Lord space to work among us in new ways.